Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
We're at odds here at Mates headquarters because in New York City, they're erecting buildings.
Yeah.
They're doing work. They're doing construction work is what that's called, Mike. That's the term for it.
The great, wonderful thing about New York City, for those of you who haven't been, is that it's a city constantly reinventing itself. It's a city that since the Dutch founded this city in 600 BC, it's been a city that just constantly reinvigorates itself.
The Nederlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came by.
And they said, oh, it's a good place for a city. They put it there.
Which now Battery Park. Way down south, the south tip of the island.
You don't need to...
Leeuwenhoek!
You don't need to show off your knowledge.
I feel like it's necessary. If I don't show off my knowledge in on this platform, it'll never get shown off, right?
I guess. The Dutch were here. The English were here.
Oh, the British.
Now we're here.
And the Indians.
Everybody's been here. So, here at Mates Worldwide Headquarters, located in New York City, New York... people are building stuff, so you might hear some construction, you might hear some whirring sounds, some hammering sounds, some sawing sounds, a guy going, ah, my finger, you might hear that.
Does he cut his finger?
If he cut his finger, yes.
He won't be shouting that out unless he's done some bodily harm to himself,
yeah.
Or cut his finger.
Or somebody else cut his finger.
I just didn't know if that was a construction term to go, my finger, that meant like you're knocking off at noon or something.
Nope. That would mean that somebody hurt his finger, probably himself.
Okay, got it. You know why they can erect buildings and reinvent New York? You know why that's possible here in this city?
Zoning laws.
It's not zoning laws, actually. You know why it is? It's because in other cities, it's very difficult to erect things and to have new construction that reinvents a city because they're only working on a day schedule. But New York City never sleeps.
Right.
So they've got that extra 12 hours. And they can, because of that, they can reinvent themselves because they have added time for reinvention.
Right. Although I've never seen... I think at nighttime they do stop. I think they stop when it's dark.
I don't think so. I think the city never sleeps.
Yeah, but I think the guys working...
Oh, the workers sleep. They have to.
Yeah.
You can't work...
At night.
No, like doctors can put in like long shifts without sleeping because that's fine. It's okay for a doctor at Johns Hopkins to put in a 36-hour shift. A surgeon. A brain surgeon. That's cool.
I don't think
construction
that's cool.
Workers
I don't
need
think
to,
that's cool.
Oh, that's how they do it.
Nah, the residents. The medical residents. The lower rung kids just coming out of med school. They show up. They do their rounds. They might be on for 24, 36.
36.
The brain surgeons aren't doing 36-hour shifts.
So my friend, Glenn Rosenborough, he's and I changed his last name slightly. He's a surgeon.
Of the brain?
Down there at Johns Hopkins. He puts in 36-hour shifts.
Nah.
True story.
Nah.
I'll get him on here. We'll get, you know what we'll do? We'll get one of our lower rung guys to run out and contact him before.
We'll get one of our residents.
Yeah.
To go see.
Yeah.
Glenn.
We'll get Glenn out? One of our LRGs?
I thought you said Glenn was your friend.
Oh, I thought you were going to send Glenn the intern out to see Glenn the doctor.
No, because that would be confusing. And Glenn, the intern...
Maybe not, because for them, it'd be like, who am I looking for? Glenn. Oh, that's great, because that's my name. And they won't forget.
Yeah, I just think, you know...
Yeah, you run into someone, and they're like, hey, I'm Magic. Oh, I'm Magic, too.
Right. Yeah, that happens.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, you don't forget the other guy's name, because he's called Magic. Or her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mates, everybody. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend Tom...
And my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
You right?
I just feel like I undersold Tom a little bit. Or you oversold Michael Ian Black a little.
I think both those things happened.
All right. Well, so it balances out. And it all comes out in the wash, guys.
Listen, it all comes out in the wash. Don't worry about it. It comes out in the wash.
Today on Mates, an old favorite, just your classic wacko snacko episode.
Zam Zam!
What's Zam Zam?
Wacko snacko.
Zam Zam?
I just made it up.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's good, right?
That's the sound effect for... Okay, today on Mates, your classic wacko snacko.
Zam Zam!
I like it because it's got a kind of... It's almost got a space-agey quality
to
it.
Yeah, what's Zam?
I don't know.
I know.
But it's great.
It fits.
Zam Zam!
Zam Zam! I guess there's probably a guy who says that a lot, and the other people, the humans who are there, don't really understand, but they kind of... Because aliens are kind of many ways like humans. They kind of interpret what he's doing.
Are they interpreting it as excitement?
Yeah, I think so. They think that
that's his expression of happiness.
That's a positive connotation that the humans interpret. I don't know if it's actually that's what he means when he says Zam Zam.
Right.
I'm not an alien.
Right. But he seems to say it in moments of happiness or excitement.
That's how they interpret it.
Wacko snacko. Zam
Zam. Zam
Zam. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Could be kill kill for all we know, but... Doesn't appear to be.
Is it then followed up with killing?
Don't know.
Okay, you've only thought it through Zam Zam.
I thought it through to Zam Zam the second you said Wacko Snacko. That's how much I've thought it through.
Okay.
That's how I live my life.
And I think we leave it there.
I agree.
We've got probably dozens of episodes ahead of us to figure out exactly what happens after Zam Zam.
We don't have to get ahead of ourselves.
We shouldn't. You've established something wonderful. Let's not gild the lily. There's the lily. Zam Zam is the lily.
Let's not gild it.
No reason to gild.
Doesn't have to be a golden lily. It's nice. Sometimes it's nice enough just to have a lily.
I purchased a snack. Now, this was an impulse buy, Tom. I saw it, and I thought to myself, I know how I feel about this. I don't know how Kavanaugh feels about this. Let me get a couple of them. And we could do a Wacko Snacko episode about it.
Zam Zam!
Perfect. Perfect. I mean, I feel like Zam Zam for Wacko Snacko replaces Stormtroopers Hitting the Ground.
For Wacko Snacko only.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Only for Wacko Snacko.
I can guarantee you when you pull out this Wacko Snacko, Zam Zam, I'm still going to do Stormtroopers Hitting the Ground.
Inevitably, we're going to do Stormtroopers Hitting the Ground.
Not.
It's
one of the things. One of the things we do. Look, what we do and what we stand for are two different things.
Right.
So what we do is this podcast, and we have certain routines. You know, Stormtroopers Hitting the Ground. Now Zam Zam. But what we are and what our platform is.
Respect for women. That's
what we are.
That's what we are.
That's what we do. No. I mean, it's not what we do. It's what
we
are.
It's what we do.
Yeah, exactly right. It's what we are. So, can I guess before you pull it out?
Oh, I'd like you to.
Okay, I'm pretty confident.
You're confident?
Yeah, I'm confident I know what it is.
How could that be possible?
I just feel really confident
all
about
right.
this. Because you said, I know how I feel about this. You also said, I bought a couple, which leads me to be, it's not a couple bag of chips. You know, I'm just interpreting, just because I know you, like, I know you better than your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you better than your children.
Yeah.
I know you better than the president.
Well,
who keeps tabs on you with an army of people.
Yeah.
Because you're
I'm shifty.
One of those, like, lower-end threats.
I'm on the no-fly list.
You're on the no-fly list. You're in the NFL. So, I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Okay.
Two words.
Okay.
Toffee apples. Yeah. Yeah. I'm right. Yeah. Toffee apples.
Great guess.
Yeah.
Great guess.
Not
toffee apples.
Then I have no idea what it is.
All right. Do you want me to... Now, do you want me to just pull it out or do you want clues?
Clues.
All right.
Clues. What am I, made of stone? Clues. He's thinking. He's got his he's got a praying mantis pose going, folks.
It incorporates fruit.
Toffee apple.
No.
Okay.
It incorporates.
If you say toffee, I'm gonna punch you.
I'm not going to say toffee.
All right, good.
Toffee?
No way, because I... What? Whoa! Toffee apple.
No.
Oh.
It doesn't incorporate toffee. That was a lie.
I know.
That was a bald-faced lie.
Zam!
Now I feel like you're just expanding the definition of Zam. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Didn't say Zam Zam.
You're right. It incorporates nuts?
Huh, nuts.
Fruit and nuts?
I know what it is.
Do you?
Dairy Milk, fruit and nut bar.
No.
Oh, okay.
It incorporates...
granola.
No.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Trail mix! Trail mix! Trail mix!
What's the, in your mind, what's the fruit in trail mix right now?
Cranberry.
Nope.
Raisin.
Nope. You want to guess the fruit first?
Banana.
No.
Banana chip.
No.
Trail mix?
It's not trail mix.
Oh, it's not trail mix.
Oh, I didn't say trail mix. You said trail mix and I said no.
I thought you said trail mix.
No, you said that.
I said that. I said that. Not
Zam, you said that.
I said that. I said that. You're right. Maybe like Zam kind of feels like Zam is kind of feels like it's a happy, and Zam feels like a little bit like I'm there's a bit of consternation here. Mm-hmm. I'm warning you. Not a bad threat, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, this could get dicey real quick.
Yeah. So fruit and nut. Yeah. Not trail mix.
Yeah, and chocolate.
And chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Fruit, nut, and chocolate is not trail mix.
No.
Okay.
Not even close to trail mix. That's the weird thing. Not even, you wouldn't even put trail mix in this thing in the same breath.
I would love to see how many, the percentage of mateys that have this already. So I bet it's a very low percentage.
Maybe.
All right. But those ones that do have it...
Oh, they're just screaming.
They're
right
going,
now.
That fuckstick Kavanaugh.
Oh, they're screaming.
I have it, Tom. I have it. Ask me.
They're screaming at their transistor radios right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another clue.
But is banana the fruit?
We talked about this.
We did. We did. We did.
You said banana. I said no. You said banana chip. I said no.
Okay. You say, at that point, you had said trail mix. So
you
I, just,
didn't, I didn't ever say trail mix.
You didn't say trail mix.
What you didn't say is the banana chip.
The banana chip.
No.
Okay. Okay.
This.
Apple.
No, you asked apple.
Okay. I said that, but that's you had said trail mix, so I thought maybe it was apple, dried apple.
If you get the fruit, you might guess.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, so hang on a second. Peach cobbler. Let's see.
I didn't even have to answer.
No,
you knew.
Of course not. I knew.
There's no nuts. There's no chocolate. Peach cobbler.
Nuts and chocolate. Now I'm focusing on the nuts and chocolate. Can I ask questions?
Of course.
Is there some kind of caramel syrupy substance involved?
Great question. No.
Oh! Did you pick this up at a store?
I purchased it.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your definition of a store.
Well, I think our definition of store is pretty clear.
Well, did you mean a grocery store? Or is it any kind of store?
You purchased at a store. It's an edible product.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily a grocery store.
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel like you're just going off on a mental tangent now that's going to take you down.
You know what I do? I overthink it sometimes. And that's fine.
And I'll tell you something else. It's common. It's common.
Is it a granola bar?
No!
It's not a granola bar.
Nope.
That's got chocolate, fruit, and nut in it.
It can. This
uh-huh.
isn't that.
Uh-huh. It's not a cereal.
I mean, I can go very specific. You want a very specific clue?
Always.
Made by Cadbury.
Cadbury.
I think it's made by Cadbury.
Made by Cadbury.
I think. I might be wrong about that.
See, that's not a specific clue if it might be made by
Well,
Cadbury.
It's a helpful clue, though, because it is a candy bar.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So what did I throw out earlier? Dairy milk.
Yeah.
Milk and chocolate.
Yep.
Yeah. Fruit, nut.
Right.
Chocolate. And yeah. It's not that.
We established that it wasn't that. You keep going round and round and you keep saying, oh, is it this? And I say no. And then like 2 minutes later.
Well, you had said trail mix. Almond Joy?
Yes.
Huh?
Almond Joy.
Boom. Almond Joy.
Peter Paul, not Cadbury. Peter Paul.
Yeah, Peter Paul.
And these might be a little dinged up because I purchased them last week.
Because they got real milk chocolate, ooh, crunchy coconut too. Ooh, Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts.
Oh, yeah, Peter Paul, Almond
Joy's Paul got Mounds nuts. Peter Paul Mounds don't. Oh, Pico.
Do they say sometimes Peter Paul Mounds like don't?
Sometimes you don't. Yeah, it goes like this.
You're saying it the one time. Nobody needs to hear it again.
Ooh, Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts. Peter Paul Mounds don't.
I don't feel like they say Peter Paul.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Boom.
I don't think they say Peter Paul.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Mounds don't.
Right, there's no Peter Paul Mounds.
And they got real milk chocolate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crunchy coconut too. Ooh, Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts.
Oh, at the end you're saying.
Peter Paul Mounds don't because. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Yeah.
All right, get the team on that. Let's see.
I want to get the team on that. You take a look and describe the thing.
Well, so this is your classic Almond Joy. Blue wrapper. Blue and white. Now, to my thinking, the only blue wrapper on a candy bar. Can you think of another candy bar with a blue wrapper?
Sure can.
Yep. The fruit and nut milk chocolate one.
Sure.
That one's
the
got
one
it.
We've already established.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's fruit and nut, you feel you got to get the blue in there. Don't ask me why.
It's the only, but that's the only one, other one I can think of. But it has both fruit and nut. Mm-hmm. Had you known coconut, would you have gone right to Almond Joy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think a lot of our mateys. It was good that you had the fruit in there and it was coconut because that throws you.
That's the thing.
You're like, coconut's not a fruit.
It is a fruit. What else is it going to be?
Well, I know, but you
it's look, not a legume.
Yeah, no, but you look
it's
at it.
It's not a grain.
Coconut could be a vegetable.
No, it couldn't be.
I mean, when you look at it.
It grows in a tree.
I'm saying to you that it looks a lot more like, for example, a potato than it does like a banana.
So the thing about Almond Joy is it comes in little biscuits. I mean, not little biscuits, little ovals. Mm-hmm. Two of them per package. Two almonds per Almond Joy. And then it's just your coconut surrounded by chocolate and almond. Now, have we done anything with coconut yet on Mates?
Woof.
Because I feel like if we haven't, we've overlooked an entire... Oh, here... Okay, so here is... Tom is now playing...
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Peter Paul, I'm enjoying
Peter Paul, I'm so...
Because...
So I learned something today, because I did not know that the words Peter Paul were in there.
They caught lightning in a bottle, didn't they, with that ad?
They really did. I mean, 30 years later, whatever it is, we're still singing that jingle and enjoying it.
And enjoying it, exactly. Catchy. It's a great jingle. It's an advertising success story.
Classic jingle. Question for me is, does the Almond Joy live up to the jingle?
Did you have these things up your arse, by the way, before you came here?
No. They were not...
This is the shoddiest looking Almond Joy I've ever seen.
I told you it might have gotten a little dinged up. It was not in my arse. It was wedged in my crack. But I was very careful not to get it up into the actual arse.
If you had it in the arse, it's fine. You know why? It's got a package on it.
Oh, yeah. It would have been fine. It would have been clean.
Completely.
But I already have so much up there.
Mm-hmm.
I could not fit another...
Not even for two more Almond Joys?
Nah.
What do you got up there? Truck? Truck?
No. I mean, toy truck, yes.
Ah, okay. You got a...
Do you want a full inventory?
Well, I mean, I just want... Okay. No, I don't want a full inventory. I don't have all day. How many pieces of footwear? That's all.
Footwear?
Footwear. How many pieces of footwear you got up your arse?
Is a sandal footwear?
Yeah, I consider a sandal footwear.
Three.
Ask Jesus.
Three.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, just one more.
Uh-huh.
And ties? How many ties?
Neckties?
Yeah, because...
What are the bolo tie? Is that considered a necktie?
Yeah. Fuck, it's called a bolo tie. Of course it's considered a necktie. For Christ's sake, a bolo tie.
All right, I'm doing the math. 11?
11. I mean, I usually carry around 8. 5 to 8, because look...
You don't know. Day to day, you don't know.
You're going to need to pull out of your arse to, you know, if you've got like a meeting,
mm-hmm.
I better cinch up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to have a red tie, you got to have a check tie, you have a striped tie.
Well, then what I do is...
And a dark tie.
I have a fair representation of the Jerry Garcia type collection.
Do you up your arse?
At all times.
Ah. Well, that's handy.
Yeah.
And for a performer, that's handy.
That's what it is. If you're a performer. If you're just a regular viewer, and I know you're not viewers, you probably don't need more than one or two.
If you're a regular viewer, and I know you're not viewers, you probably only need two.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been in this situation? No, there you are, and, you know, you're upstage. You're on stage, I mean, and suddenly you realize, I gotta up my game.
Yeah.
And you know, you've got like a nice suit on, and you're trying to find a matching tie, and you keep pulling the wrong tie out of your arse. It's just like, whoa, oh no, whoa, oh no, whoa. I mean, that is just as embarrassing as it gets.
Yeah, but if you do it right, the audience loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'll just laugh and laugh. I mean, that's an old showbiz trick.
The trick is to not seem flustered.
Right.
The trick is to really just commit to, I'm pulling ties out my arse.
Right. You just play it. You play it as straight as you can.
Absolutely.
Here's one tie. That's not the right one. But here's another tie. And honestly, it only gets funnier.
Yeah. Yeah. The more ties you pull out your arse. Well, that's not true. If you're up around 20, suddenly it's not as good. But if you are in the sweet spot of 8 to 11 ties.
I'll tell you.
People love that.
I'll tell you who now, this is a guy I do not give a lot of credit to for a lot of things. But I saw him do.
Jay Moore?
No.
Oh.
Probably, well, Jay's terrific. But I saw him.
But he doesn't get enough credit is all I'm saying.
You're right. And this is a tip of the hat to Jay Moore. I saw this guy probably 3-4 years ago. I don't know the number. Probably 23, 24 ties out of his ass. And it was great from start to finish.
Really? 23 ties and he sold it?
Yeah. You know who? McShane. McShane. I don't want to give the guy credit.
Yeah.
But Ian McShane pulling ties out of his ass.
Guys,
one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I think the viewers, and let's face it, they're not viewers. You know, if somebody new to this, we are getting new people to the podcast.
Every week.
I've been checking the numbers and we're getting some new people. So they're probably like, why is that significant? Leave alone the fact that Ian McShane pulling 23 ties out of his ass isn't hilarious. It is.
It's McShane doing it, it's very funny.
That's why I said Ian McShane. Yeah. 23 ties out of, I mean, because you know what? He's the anti-tie pulling out the arse guy.
Maybe that's what it was.
He's got that tough guy persona. But folks, it's a black day on this set when we mention McShane's name, and I think the faithful and loyal mateys know why. For the new people, well, you're just gonna have to go to episode 27 where Magic was essentially betrayed by his old dear friend Ian McShane. They'd come up together, and he stole that Deadwood job out from under Magic. And so, you know, you have been great. You've been very forgiving. I'm a little less so, both to him and to Oliphant, who didn't back you up.
No. Over the years, I've tried to let bygones be bygones. And, you know, long story short, the part of Swear Engine was mine.
Yep.
McShane came in, took it from me. Very
all
similar
because
thing.
You had partied with him the night before in the cold weather and gotten laryngitis.
Due to him.
And then the doctor on set had never seen laryngitis before and didn't know that
my voice would come back.
He thought that you probably were done.
Similar thing.
McShane said, I can do the part.
McShane, who I had brought in.
You had got him a role as a bystander, as a townsfolk who didn't have any lines, the blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was, you know, just on set, you know, just happy to be there.
That's how he paid me back.
Wallowing in your triumph.
Needless to say, it killed the show.
Mm-hmm.
That show would still be on the air.
Yeah, that show would have run 16 years if it hadn't been for him.
Similar thing happens on Pirates. Anyway,
you had the part of Blackbeard, exactly. You don't like to bring it up.
It's not important. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. McShane and I have had our problems in the past. Watching him pull 23 ties out of his arse, I thought to myself, sitting in the audience that night at the Majestic, I said, this is probably the finest production of Inherit the Wind I have ever seen.
Oh wow!
It was Inherit, and it was McShane's bit that really put.
So
it
he added that bit to Inherit the Wind.
Yeah,
he thought, you know, what's going to make this? Who's going to round out this character?
Yeah,
he pulls 23 ties out of his arse.
Hilarious, and it was done at the perfect time. It was just, you know, you know with O'Neill, I can get kind of heavy and whatever. It was just perfect.
Sometimes an O'Neill play needs a guy pulling ties out his arse.
Yeah,
but it's ballsy to try it. I can only assume he stole it off somebody else and decided to do it for his own.
Hey, draw your own conclusions.
That's the conclusion I draw.
I'm not saying hither nor thither. The point is, it was great when he did it. All credit due to him.
You are a classy gent.
You know, life's too short. So no, the Almond Joy was not up my arse. It was wedged in my crack.
Good.
I'm
opening mine now.
I'm gonna take a bite. In my bite, uh-huh. I'm to let the viewers know.
They're not viewers.
Well, whatever they are, I'm going to take the full almond, coconut, and chocolate. I'm gonna eat half of my first piece in one bite.
That's so how you roll?
I want to get the full experience. Yeah.
So he took a half of one segment into his mouth right now, chewing it up like a pro, like the pro he is. Got half an Almond Joy, shaking his head, shaking his head.
I gotta tell you something.
He's gonna tell us something.
Almond Joy is terrific.
Really? Man.
You take that bite.
Yeah.
The first thing you're hit with is the texture of the coconut. Mm-hmm. That chewy coconut.
Yep.
Followed by a hint of chocolate.
Yep.
Followed by the crunch of the almond.
Yep.
Next thing you know, you're going, this is fantastic.
Terrific is what you said, actually.
I was thinking fantastic. I said terrific.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take my bite.
You're indifferent. I mean, Tom's taking his bite. He's contemplative. He's chewing. I see his metatarsals working.
This is fantastic.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I'm happy to hear that you like it.
Well, here's the secret magic that you don't know about me that I've been hiding for you all these years. I like coconut.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I like coconut.
I love coconut.
Can I tell you a little bit about my upbringing? Magic, when I was in Africa there as a young lad, we used to climb up the trees, grab the coconuts, smash them, and drink the milk and eat the meat.
Really?
Yeah, true story. We'd raid coconut farms.
Oh.
To have people chasing after us with machetes.
Oh.
As a young buck there in Africa growing up, sure. No, that's the kind of thing. You got to live dangerously occasionally, Magic, as you know. My thing with these guys over there at Peter Paul, these guys, because when you choose to make a coconut-based chocolate bar, you are saying, we are happy to come in 45th.
Yeah.
Because you are, no matter if you make the best coconut chocolate bar, when it is in the chocolate bar standings, it's coming in 45th.
It's a niche audience.
Is it ever?
It is, you know, it's an
not,
indie film.
It's not flakes of coconut.
No.
No, it's not sprinkled with coconut.
Pounds.
It's not coconut serum.
Mm-mm.
It's coconut.
Yeah. This is a primarily coconut product.
Mm-hmm.
They could just call it coconut. And
yeah.
That's basically what you get.
Yep.
You want to call it coconut with some chocolate and some nut. Okay. But it's coconut.
I think they knew that, well, some people like coconut. Some people secretly like coconut.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just say coconut, it's going to scare everyone away. So they said, what else we got in that bar?
We can't call it coconut joy.
Nah. So they you could see the think tank.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting around. What are they thinking? They're like, what else we got? We got chocolate. Can't call it chocolate joy.
Right.
Because people are going to take a bite and go, the fuck? This is fucking coconut.
Right.
Chocolate joy? They'd sell three bars, maybe.
Right. All we got left is the nut. Nut joy. They're going to think it's something else.
Although nut joy, in fairness.
Very good name.
Great name.
Maybe, you know, we got an almond. Almond Joy. Not right, great.
What,
not great.
What accent is that these people? We got Almond Joy.
They're Pennsylvanians.
What?
Yeah.
That's how they talk in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
You know, it's a huge state, and I know next to nothing about it.
Oh, well, that's how they talk.
Almond Joy.
Yep.
So if I was like, hey, can you fill it up? Yeah, I'll fill up your gas tank.
Well, I would say like this. Ask me to fill it up.
Can you fill up my
tank? Oh, fill up your gas tank.
That's how they talk in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
All over Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Not in the city.
Oh, yeah, in the city everywhere.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah. I mean, the city, that might be all over.
Do you like the, so if I was you, it's like, hey, where do the 76ers play?
To Philadelphia.
That's how they would say it?
Uh-huh.
Where's the Liberty Bell?
In Philadelphia.
Are there any Amish around here?
In Pennsylvania.
That's how they talk.
Yeah. Here in Pennsylvania.
Can I see any? Is Harrison Ford here somewhere?
He's over there in Pennsylvania.
I love that. It's weird, right? It's such a big state. I don't really know that much about it. And then I find this out, and I'm truly impressed. I didn't know they all spoke that way.
Yeah. And well, it's a holdover from the days when William Penn founded the state.
William Penn talked that way?
Yeah, that's how William Penn talked. There's recordings of him. You can buy them.
No.
Yeah.
Recordings of William Penn?
Yep.
What is he saying?
He's saying, this is great, Pennsylvania!
Why are they calling it
We're going to put a bell here, and then we'll get Harrison Ford here, and there'll be some, we'll get cheesesteaks here, and Franco Harris.
Franco Harris?
Mm-hmm.
The Immaculate Reception.
Yeah, I don't know.
They wouldn't have called it that at the time.
That would have been, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Not hedonism, but hearsay, but not that. Heresy.
Heresy, right.
That's heresy, I say.
Well, nail you to the cross. Like that?
Yeah. Heresy, zam, zam, is what they'd say.
Zam, zam?
Yeah, they said that in Pennsylvania, too.
They're aliens.
It's unclear.
Unclear. Verdict is not in yet, whether the Pennsylvanians are aliens.
The thing about Peter Paul that maybe you don't know, and this is why they're located in Pennsylvania.
They're Amish.
Hershey.
They're Hershey?
They're Hershey. Peter Paul's Hershey.
Peter Paul is Hershey, Hershey product.
It's a Hershey product, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they make anything other than Almond Joy and Mounds.
I'm like, you're talking and I'm just trying to find secret ways to munch on my...
I just took the second half of my first piece of Almond Joy.
I'm taking little nibbles.
I was doing that.
Around the almond.
That's the trick right there.
Yeah.
You nibble around the almond.
Yeah.
Then when you've done that, you're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna eat the whole almond right now.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the modus operandi.
The great thing about the almond joy as opposed to the mounds, obviously you got the almond, but you kind of get both because you eat the mounds when you're not eating the almond. And then when you nibble around the edges of the almond, you go, I'm going for it. And you clap your hands, almond.
What's the mound?
Mound is the mound of coconut that they make. There's no nut there.
There's no nut.
Right.
It's just a mound.
Just a mound. Just a mound of coconut. That's how confident they are in their product. They're like, let's put a mound of coconut there and some chocolate.
But we're not going to call it mound of coconut.
No.
My question to you is, were there no mounds there? You just wanted to buy this?
I didn't even think about the mounds. I was like, oh, Almond Joy. I didn't feel like I needed to buy the sister product.
Well, they're kind of linked a little bit. If things like on a snack podcast, you might want to... now we're going to have to give mounds its own podcast.
Sure.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know why you want to criticize my wacko snacko.
Zam! Zam!
Because I come in with a treat. And then all I get is grief. Yeah. I feel like since I sat down, I've been getting nothing but grief from you.
It hasn't been nothing but grief. We've been amusing each other to untold lengths. That's how we roll, though. We give each other grief. Happy about it. Now you're having your whole second one.
I mean, the thing is...
Mm-hmm. I'm way ahead of you, Jack.
The nice thing about the Almond Joy is you eat the one of them and you're like, oh, that was a good candy bar. How am I only halfway done?
I have another whole half. Another whole segment to eat. Another morceau, as you would. This is great. Let me ask you something. So I'm halfway through my second one. It's very dense. It's very filling. I don't know that if there were two more here, that I would be reaching for it.
Mm-mm. No, it's a well-sized snack.
It is. It's well-sized. It's a good portion.
Now that's an important consideration, I think, with snacks.
Yep. There are some people that they cheat you. You don't want that. Or sometimes you're like, oh, boy, I mean, there's a lot here.
The Almond Joy is well-sized.
We haven't done Skittles yet, but Skittles is one of those never-ending bags for me.
Oh, you'll just keep eating Skittles.
Well, no, more than what I mean is they could even cut the portion size. Now, I'm not recommending that anybody cuts a portion size on any snack anywhere.
Right.
But it is, you know, it seems like if you get it at the movies there and you get some Skittles, you're eating Skittles till the cows come home. And even if the cows don't come home, even if you live in New York City.
You're still eating Skittles.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
Tell me.
Skittles.
You don't like Skittles?
No.
I wish you hadn't said that because at some point we're going to do Skittles.
And I may revise my opinion upwards.
Yeah.
I don't like chewy fruit candies very much.
Hmm. Well, I'm trying to remember what your score was on the Starburst. You hated Starburst.
I didn't care for the Starburst.
Yeah, I liked the Starburst.
Yeah, you did.
Somebody did a grid with our ratings, and mm-hmm. you can check it out if you log on to...
Matescash.com. I'll put it up there.
Okay, there you go. Get all our ratings.
You're
just knocking that back like nobody's business.
Look, the conversation to me at this point is secondary.
Or tertiary, even.
Or quadriary.
Yeah, he was good when he carried the football.
I just wanted to get through the Almond Joy.
Yeah,
it's a good candy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what am I knocking back points for with Almond Joy?
Coconut.
You think the coconut is actually taking away?
No. But if you were going to knock off points, you would say you've gone so specific that I'm only going to buy you once in a while.
Yeah.
But I am, for the record, grateful that they exist. You know why?
You like coconut.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know what it is?
I took my last bite and I'm sad it's gone.
Almond Joy, it's kind of like a Woody Allen film.
Is it?
It's, you know, you got the Almond Joy. It's out there if you want it. And it's a very specific flavor. You might like that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, you're going to like an Almond Joy. You going to sit there and watch a Woody Allen film every day? No, probably not.
Yeah.
You could.
I don't know that Almond Joy is ever going to get nominated for the top award of this category.
Well, but it might get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right, but Woody's, you know, Woody...
I know.
Midnight in Paris.
I'm shaking my head. You can't see that because you're not viewers.
They're not viewers. That's why that's the whole conundrum.
I thought that was an overrated script.
Completely.
You didn't like it?
I have to say, I sat there, I was entertained, and when it got, you know, the Best Picture nomination, I was like...
What?
What the... Huh?
Right. It's a trifle.
I mean, there's a, for the viewers who haven't, viewers should see it because it's a actual moving picture that you can watch with your eyes.
They would be viewers in that case.
In that case. You know, there's a Rachel McAdams character, which is, if somebody had said, paint me a cardboard sketch of somebody, you know, two-dimensional who's not right for somebody. Classic.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that didn't seem to trouble.
Didn't trouble anybody.
Didn't trouble the Woodman at all.
Troubled me.
What did we like about it? Music.
Well, but the music's the same as all the music.
Yeah, but I like the music.
I'm sure.
I like the music in the.
Hey, look, we can rehash Midnight in Paris for the rest of the podcast.
We just did.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We did it.
See you next week.
We don't do ratings?
Oh, okay.
Let's do ratings.
You know what? Let's do ratings.
All right, ratings.
Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. Ahmad. Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
The stormtroopers that hit the ground.
Don't you see the stormtroopers? They hit the ground.
Jimmy, look at the stormtroopers. They're on the ground.
No, I don't see them anywhere.
Jimmy, look over there. They're on the ground.
The one by the tree?
No. That's just the guy.
Where are the stormtroopers?
They're over there. Look over to your right.
Oh, your right or my right?
My right.
You said my right. Oh, your right. I see them. They hit the ground.
Yeah.
I like the Almond Joy. I gotta separate myself from the jingle, which I also like. There's a certain severing that's going on in my mentally between the jingle and the candy bar. I'm purely rating the candy bar now. It's a well-sized bar, full of coconut meat, a lot of chocolate, delicious. It's a once-in-a-while treat. 7.5.
Nice. Nice rating for the Peter Paul Almond Joy. I like it. You know, magic. I'm a guy that sometimes is disappointed when there's no coconut flavor to be had in my chocolate treat. Sometimes I just really want it. It happens more frequently than I care to admit. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously not, because I just admitted it. There are times, you know, they got these, I don't know what they come out around the holiday season. They're like these chocolate balls.
Chocolate balls.
Are they chocolate balls, but they have coconut on them? I've had them with coconut on them.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. The fancy foil-wrapped chocolate balls.
With coconut on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that taste. Terrific. Those are great. Sometimes they infuse them with some alcohol.
Yeah, not as good.
Oh, I don't mind it.
You'd like it.
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it.
I don't mind it. I like the coconut-chocolate combination.
Classic.
You want to throw a nut in there? Sometimes I'm ambivalent. Sometimes I say this works perfectly. In the instance where it works perfectly, you're Peter Paul Almond Joy. But I am. We always talk magic about the snack game and what there's room for, and what would you pick if there were snacks, an array of snacks, endless snacks going down that grocery store aisle of life. Would I reach for the Almond Joy, the Peter Paul Almond Joy? You're damn right I would. 7.5.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Sam!
It's Cast.com.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.